From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an explosion at a space complex in Florida. An explosion has destroyed a Falcon 9 rocket belonging to Elon Musk's SpaceX during routine test firing at Cape Canaveral in Florida today, shaking buildings miles away and sending a thick plume of black smoke pouring into the air. SpaceX said in a statement there were no injuries, but that an anomaly during the static fire test resulted in the loss of the rocket and the Israeli communication satellite it had been due to carry into space this weekend. A spokesman for Cape Canaveral Air Force Station said there was a significant explosion just after 9 a.m. at Launch Complex 40, which is leased by SpaceX. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump Wednesday laid out an immigration policy with a priority on border security and ensuring that those who enter the United States share the country's values.
I was straightforward in presenting my views about the impacts of current trade and immigration policies on the United States. As you know, I love the United States very much, and we want to make sure that the people of the United States are very well protected.
That is candidate Trump speaking after a meeting with Mexico's president on Wednesday. The issue of what to do with the estimated 11 million people already living in the United States illegally is a divide between Trump and his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Both want to deport those who have committed crimes, but Trump objects to executive orders signed by President Obama offering deferment enforcement. VOA News. Clashes have broken out overnight in the capital of Gabon, Libreville, where President Ali Bongo won re-election earlier Wednesday in a vote that critics say was fraudulent. Protesters are reported to have set the National Assembly building on fire, chanting, "Ali must go." A London newspaper reported that three people were apparently shot dead by security forces. The government has not confirmed any deaths. Opposition leader Jean Ping said Gabon's security forces had stormed his party headquarters early Thursday, killing two people and injuring 19 more, some of them very seriously. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for Gabon to remain peaceful in the aftermath of the hotly contested poll. Israel has approved plans for hundreds of new housing units for Jewish settlers in the West Bank, according to local media there. In the latest approvals, an Israeli military planning commission advanced plans for 463 housing units in various settlements in the West Bank, according to the Israeli news site Haaretz and the settlement watchdog group Peace Now. According to Haaretz, the new approvals include 51 newly built housing units, retroactive approval for 178 units built without permits in the 1980s, and 234 new units built for a senior citizen's home. This prompted swift condemnation from the United States Wednesday, with spokesman John Kirby calling the expansion a threat to a two-state solution.
So far this year, Israel has promoted plans for over 2,500 units, including over 700 units retroactively approved in the West Bank. We are particularly troubled by the policy of retroactively approving unauthorized settlement units and outposts that are themselves illegal under Israeli law.
Many in the international community regard settlements as a key obstacle to resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict because they are scattered throughout land the Palestinians want for an independent state. Brazil's new president, Michel Temer, promised a new era of government for that crisis-hit country Wednesday, shortly after being sworn in following the impeachment of his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff.
Presente e futuro nos desafiam.
Temer said the present and the future is challenging us. We cannot look forward with the eyes of the past. My only interest, and that I face as a matter of honor, is to deliver to my successor a reconciled, pacified, and growing country. Temer made the pledge hours after the Brazilian Senate voted 61-20 to remove Rousseff from office for breaking federal budget laws. She denied any wrongdoing in the matter and accused her political opponents of using the trial as a way to overthrow her and undermine Brazil's democracy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.